on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Monday Victorian Form Preview, racing at Pakenham on the synthetic today. And Warren Huntley, after a successful weekend, is here to find us the winners. How are you, Woz?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Michael.
It was a nice way to finish the season for most punters at Caulfield on Saturday. What was your highlight of the day?
Highlight of the day? Gee, I thought the winner Parlophone was terrific in Adelaide. Look, I'll probably stick with Closer to Home and Ollie squeezing up the inside on Viridine. Just a reminder that you know, he hasn't lost anything, and then he's right in the last. And I heard you guys talking about it on the verdict, that tactical battle between Ollie and Rod in the last was also one of the highlights of the day for me.
Yeah, it certainly was indeed. I'm just going to read out an SMS that came through just at the end of the verdict, speaking of jockeys, and I said happy birthday to Mick Robins, who turns 90 today. This SMS is from a listener in Queensland who said, we've got a developing story up here. Two icon jockeys, Mick Dittman and Larry Olsen, are about to embark on a road trip to Charleville in Queensland to Mel Shoemaker. So we'll have three Melbourne Cup winning jockeys together. At Charleville, it's believed the boys will be having a round of golf before a race meeting on the same day. That's from Daniel. Thanks for sending that in, Daniel. That sounds like a pretty good team to be involved with, Warren.
Yeah, it does. And around Charleville, I'm sure Moods would love to be there too, back in his year old stomping ground.
Absolutely. It'd be a damn sight warmer than it is here and at Pakenham today, but we can still find some winners. And Brendan McCarthy joins us. He's got some nice horses heading to Pakenham today. How are you, Brendan?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael.
Yeah, good to chat to you this morning. Warren's going to put you under the pump to find out who's going to win today.
And Brendan, you kick off in the third with Galaxy Turf, who was very big odds, but on face value was an eye-catching run last start. How did that meet your expectations despite the big odds in the market?
Yeah, well, he probably showed me then what he's been showing me before, that he's just taken a while a few runs to relax, and a little bit of gear change on him helped him significantly, and he still did a few things wrong, but, you know, stride past the line, he was in front, so it really was a good run, and he got home very hard.
How do you see this race shaping up for him?
Yeah, well, look, a big thing with him, he's probably not far from the end of his prep, but we've been working him out at the farm, so he's held up really well, and I think he's going into this race as good as he was last start. So if he just gets the right run, gets in behind a few and settles, I think he's well and truly capable of getting the money.
He might be coming to close to the end of a prep. Countercalf, it's kicking off another prep, goes round in race 5 over 1,000 metres. How's he coming to hand?
Yeah, well, they're half brothers, these two. So the Countercalf, he's shown us glimpses of real ability in his earlier preparations, that we weren't able to keep weight on him last time around, and he still was able to win a race, but this time he seems a lot better, he's a lot happier, and working really well, come up well, his jump outs have been good, so yeah, pretty happy with him.
There looks good speed to my eye in this race. How do you see it setting up to Countercalf?
Yeah, well, we need good speed in the race for him, because he just he tends to get over racing a little bit as well. So the more speed there is, the better for him, and just tucks in behind them there somewhere, and able to get out and finish it off.
We know the best of Shavuma's better than 58 grade. He's been experimented up that little bit in distance in recent times. He's at 1,400 metres today. Where's Shavuma at going around in race 7?
Yeah, well, look, it's probably be his last run today if he doesn't show us something. He's he's going very well, he's happy and doing everything right, but he just doesn't seem to have come back. He had chips removed out of his joints after winning at Sandown, and he's not sure about letting go anymore, I think. So yeah, well, hopefully today we were meant to go back last start and didn't, but hopefully today we'll be able to get him back, settle him back, and see if he can finish it off.
Stage front's your last runner in the last. Jamie Mott doing your first couple of rides, and Brad Rewilla bringing you home. He's got a good affinity for synthetic tracks. Stage front's got that wider barrier draw. How do you see the last race for him?
Yeah, well, probably one of the things stage front, he needs a good gait, which, you know, Brad thought that a couple of starts ago that, you know, he would have won the race with a better barrier. And, you know, it's just going to be a matter of him getting in nicely, and he's going to have to ride him pretty well for him to do the job today, I think.
The dogs are barking something, Brendan.
I tell you what, the dogs are keen here, Brendan.
Who's the winner today?
Yeah, I think Counter Carford, you know, he's the one that's first up coming through and been happy with him, so I think he's probably the best of the day.
Good luck with the team.
Good on you. Thanks, fellas.
That's the one. That's the one Coco likes as well, so good luck, Brendan. Oh, dearie me. Apologies there, listeners. We've got a rogue dog going loose here. Let's get into finding the winners at Pakenham today, Warren. We kick off the first. It's a maiden over 1,600 metres. We can take out 6 and 8. Gonna Get It Done is the favourite at $2.10. Balrin is at $3.90. My Charlie Girl at $4. And there's only 3 really in the market here, Warren.
And that's probably the way it looks, Michael, and particularly with the scratching of Takatoka. It's a good race for Gonna Get It Done. He stayed at 1,400 metres last start. He just took a while to build momentum, but then he was strong to the line. He just gives every indication he's looking for 1,600 metres, and he gets it today in a suitable race, 3 ahead of 10. My Girl Charlie, who was really solid to the line last start, and I think back out to the 1,600 metres here suits with that runner, and looks to me to be perhaps the main danger, although Balaran pulled up with a poor recovery last start. So you're forgiving of that run. Previous form was good behind Jacinta Ali in a race here over 1,400 metres. And you would think getting out to the 1,600 metres here would suit, but that form does tie in with My Girl Charlie from a few runs back. And My Girl Charlie looked a little bit stronger to the line there, and maybe Cliff's Boy riding the speed from an inside draw doing no work might be next best. 3.10.7.2
in the first race. Number 2 is a maiden over 1,400 metres. Just take out the one, which is at number 4, Lord Minty. The favourite here is Doom Star at $2.70. At Legal Zoo, $4.20. Spy Colonels at $5. Down to Lord Wonder at $6.50 with Lysandra. So there's a few more in the market here, but Doom Star's the favourite. First up today, Warren.
And he's run well first up previously, guilty of falling into him on more than one occasion, but he's effective fresh. Callow to rides a positive. Haven't seen a trial or a jump out, but 1,400 metres here on the fresh side and balancing up and working home. I'm leaning to him, but you know, that market support has been there, so maybe that's an indication that he is coming to hand well too. Hit a 5, Lord Wonder. Like what I've seen from EJ's horse getting ready to get to the races, most recent jump out over 1,200 metres was solid to the line. A good kickoff point here from a good draw with the claim for Carlene Heffel, who does so much riding for the EJ stable. 10 Legal Zoo was back in the field and didn't really trouble the scorer, but was actually solid through the line in a good race on debut. At Sale, the step up in distance looks suitable, and a 11 Spy Colonel maybe had excuses covering a bit of ground last start, but yeah, I don't think they ran solidly enough that was the be all and end all, but might be next best, maybe Lysandra if you're going wider in trifectas and first fours. But I think the key runner of the race is Doomstar. 2.5, 10.11.
2.5, 10.11 in the second race. Number 3, a maiden over 1,200. Take out 1, 9 and 12. Adorables, a favourite for Chris Highland. Dan Stackhouse at $3.20. Sigrid's at $4. Moeen is at $5.50. And then In the Lap of the Gods at $6. So Stacky is aboard here. He's chasing Jai McNeil, who's on 138 wins for the season. Dan Stackhouse, 135. We've got this week to go. Warren, which way would you be leaning? Do you think Jai will hang on?
Look, I was thinking that Stacky might get the money this time last week, but the way that the cards have fallen, he's now got that ground to make up. But so I've probably I've gone from the marginal outsider now to backing in the favourite. So I think either way I'll lose on the race now if I've had a bet on it, Michael. But look, I think Stacky can win this race or has a great winning chance aboard Dodorable. She was just outgraded first up, and I thought ran well behind Felicia, the way the race shaped up, fitted with that run under the belt, much easier assignment, gets the blinkers on here. The runs behind Cello Stardo and Chassis in her two runs in her previous campaign are pretty good form reference here, particularly the chassis form line. So on with 7, the Dorable here, ahead of 11, Sigrid, who also comes through a strong form race at Moonee Valley, but that was a Ballarat meeting transferred to Moonee Valley, but she was well in the market there and ran well. Will be fitter with the benefit of that run. 5, Nick the Dancer, I think, is one that's over the odds, has a legitimate winning chance, like the recent jump outs, and form around is good, and I think can balance up and maybe 3 wide with cover and will be stronger the line. And 4, In the Lap of the Gods, coming through a modest race last start, maybe the best out of that race. That's also the same race that Galaxy Turf comes through. There's probably not going to be a lot between them. They're both big odds, but they ran better than the market price suggested. 7.11.5.4.
7.11.5.4 in the third. Race number 4, a maiden over 1,000. We can take out 1, Brother Fox. Kick It Baby's the favourite here from the Matty Laurie stable. It's into $2.80. Bombay Rocket, $3.10. Loving Gracie at $4.80. And then you're out to Miss Venezuela at $8. So Kick It Baby's just had the 2 starts for 2 seconds. Does it break through today, Warren?
I think she can, and I think that's the right form reference, because I think Loving Gracie, who was slowly away in that race and was on debut after an encouraging jump out on this surface, is the main danger. I'm trusting that form line, but I like the fact that Kick It Baby really kicked back when challenged by Stormborn last start. 2 runs at 1,000 metres, and I think staying at that trip just will be stronger the line. 10 ahead of 4, Loving Gracie, through the same form reference. 7, Artie Pirelli's jumped out nicely on the synthetic track at Mornington, had the blinkers on, tucked in behind the speed, was asked to do a bit. It's really strong through the line. I could see him getting a similar run here on debut that he had in that jump out, although race day pressure's obviously different. And 8, Bombay Rocket, fitter for 1 run back from a spell onto firmer ground with a tongue tie on, can improve. 10.4.7.8.
10.4.7.8 in at the fourth. We're 4 down at Pakenham, 4 to go. We'll be back with a quaddy after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We're playing at Pakenham today on the synthetic. We're up to race number 5, which is a benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres, and it's the first leg of the quaddie. We can take out number 12, Little Red Rooster. The favourite is 13, A Lone Hero for Dan Stackhouse again. Luke Oliver at $2.60. Steel Choice is at $4.60. Count of Carnford, who we heard from Brendan McCarthy, is at $4.80. And then we're down to Better Together at $7.50. So there's 3 to 4 main chances in this first leg of the quaddie. How many do we need, do you think, Warren?
First leg of the quaddie, I'm going wide enough, Michael. I'm keen on 1, and 7.29, I got some relief this morning when the Little Red Rooster was scratched out of the first leg of the quaddie to give A Lone Hero a run. But I'm still going wide enough with 4 in this leg of the quaddie. But I'm keen on A Lone Hero. That run at Moonee Valley at that Ballarat meeting transferred last start was terrific. He ran the quickest last 600, 400 and 200 of the meeting, forced wide on the home turn. Bastion got the run through nearer the inside and held on. There looks good speed in this race through the likes of Steel Choice and Better Together and others, and I think it'll set up well for A Lone Hero, who was scratched from a meeting subsequent to that that Moonee Valley meeting to be saved for this. He's a winner here, and I think he's clearly the horse to beat, but stay alive in the quaddie, I'm taking a few. But I'm keen on him. 13, A Lone Hero, ahead of 5, Scoozy, who's trolled up nicely to have the first up run here, and another one that will be suited by some good tempo up front. I thought Steel Choice might be best of the on paces, and Counter Carpet looks to be coming to hand quite well, as Brendan McCarthy outlined. I'm including all of those in the quaddy, but I'm keen to play with A Lone Hero as a win bet in the race. 13.5.3.1.
13.5.3.1 in the first leg of the quaddy race. Number 6 is the second leg of the quaddie. We can take out 8, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Serious Deal's a favourite for Matt Kamani. It's been well supported into $4.20. Gettysburg Address is at $5. Picatrick is at $5.50. And then we're down to Viva Achiever at $6 with Green Ivy. There's been good support for the favourite, Serious Deal, here. It's only won the 2 races, but it's in really good form at the moment, Warren.
Seems to appreciate having the runs spaced. Quite often there's a month or so between runs, but as you said, racing well and perhaps just kept around the shorter distances, around the 1,600 metres with those spaced runs. Matty Kamani thinks that's the best way to prepare Serious Deal. It this stage. And in an even race, I'm siding with two ahead of nine, Pick a Trick, who's actually won two maidens, disqualified from one and then broke through again last start. Certainly shown the ability to get up to at least 58 grade and perhaps better. Was quite a dominant win last start and would be fitter with that run coming into this race third up. Three Viva Achiever, loves the synthetic track in particular here and gets the blinkers back on today. Just needs a little bit of luck from the draw, made a little bit easier by the scratchings of the emergencies and the late scratching of Lofty Heights. And five Gettysburg Address can improve in this grade and back on firmer ground, but I thought was tight enough in early markets. 2.9, 3.5.
2.9, 3.5 in race number 6. Race 7, we can take out 13 and 14. Over the 1,400 metres, the benchmark 58, and Timbertop is the favourite for David Brightoak and Lockie Neindorf, 4.20. High Delta at $5. Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace, Magnetism's at $5.50. Abyssinium at $6. So an open race with four under double figure odds, but there are many others given a chance in this race, Warren.
Now, I think the key runners are numbers 6 and 7. I've sided with High Delta, who's just probably raced himself back into form, maps for a lovely run, beaten by a horse that just loves that synthetic track at Ballarat in Miracoo last start, and fitter with that run under the belt. I've gone with 6 ahead of 7. Timbertop had been building to that maiden victory, one third up, certainly capable of being competitive in this marginal rising grade to the benchmark 58. I think Abyssinian, as the weight suggests, probably the most talented horse in the race, being a mare and weighted at the 63 kilos. She just doesn't win out of turn. She'll be off the speed and she'll be strong late. And He's the Real Deal was probably flying a bit high behind Mystery Shot last start. Was well beaten on that occasion, but we know that that form's clearly superior to this. And the previous form was good enough to be competitive. 6.7, 1.2.
6.7, 1.2. And that brings us to the last of the day. And in this race, the scratchings are 9, 12, 14 and 16. It's an open market to end the day. Obi, for end producer Phobic, who's got a couple of nice runners today, is the favourite at $4.60. Celerate Regum, is at $5. Then we go down to Shishima at $7, Pembroke Castle $8, and Monsieur Macron is at $9. Are you with Obi One?
Got it in McQuaddy, and it's my second selection, Michael. I thought that the first up win of New York World, very different dynamic on heavy ground at Echuca, was terrific. Previous second up winner had a jump out at here at Pakenham on the synthetic track with the blinkers on subsequently, and was one of the better performances of the morning there, winning that heat. And I thought second up winner with the blinkers going on and looking at the evidence of that jump out on this circuit, I'm keen that New York World can settle a bit closer than we saw at Echuca, and it was more the race shape and the barrier draw that forced him back first up. Each way for me, 4 ahead of 5. Obi, who's going well, relatively recent addition to the EJ stable, but was really solid to the line last start. This looks a nice progression. 11, Tsushima, getting fitter and riding the speed from that good draw, and I've put one Celerate Regime in as next best, who doesn't win out of turn, but has won 2 out of the last 4. So George Osborne's got him going absolutely as well as he can and maps well to get a good run near the speed from that draw. 4 each way ahead of 5, 11 and 1.
4 each way ahead of 5, 11 and 1 in the last. Where's your best, Warren, and your player of the day?
Lone Hero, the best for me, Michael. Race 5, number 13. Value is in the last. Race 8, number 4, New York World. Quaddy first leg, 1, 3, 5 and 13. Second leg, 2, 3, 5 and 9. Third leg numbers, 1, 2, 6 and 7. Coming home with just numbers 4, 5 and 11 in the last leg. I'm going to play an early quaddy as my play of the day. First leg, 3, 7 and 10. Second leg, 2, 5 and 10. Numbers 5, 7, 11 in the third leg, and home with just numbers 4 and 10.
Good on you, Warren. Best of luck today, mate.
Thanks, Michael.